written by Aaron Schroeder and J. Leslie McFarland, and published by Gladys Music, Stuck on You was Elvis Presley's first hit single after his two-year stint in the US Army. He recorded the song during March of 1960, and the single was released within weeks and went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in late April of 1960. The record reached number three in the UK.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. Squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes siree. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how a love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I gotta take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah.
In November 1938, Billie Holiday was working with Artie Shaw's band and was asked to use the service elevator at the Lincoln Hotel in New York City instead of the one used by hotel guests because white patrons of the hotel complained. There are no surviving live recordings of Holiday with Shaw's band. Shaw, however, played clarinet on four songs she recorded in New York on July the 10th, 1936. Did I Remember, Billy's Blues, No Regrets, and this, Summertime.
Cotton is high. Oh, your dad is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're going to rise up singing, then you'll spread your wings and you'll take the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Thank you. your wings and you'll take the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by.
Susie Q is a song written by musician Dale Hawkins, recorded as Country Blues in 1957. He wrote it with bandmate Robert Chaisson, and when released, Stan Lewis, the owner of Jewel Paula Records, and whose daughter Susan was the inspiration for the song, and Eleanor Broadwater, the wife of National DJ Gene Nobles, were credited as co-writers to give them shares of the royalties. Sweet Home Chicago is a blues standard first recorded by Robert Johnson in 1936. Although he's often credited as the songwriter, several songs have been identified as precedents. The song has become a popular anthem for the city of Chicago, despite ambiguity in Johnson's original lyrics. Several covers have emerged over the years, including those by Eric Clapton, the Blues Brothers, and Buddy Guy.
Baby, I ain't off to go. You're gonna keep on monkeying around your friend, boy, he's gonna get you. Venus all on a trick, but I'm crying, baby. Honey, don't you want to go? To the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm 6 and 2 is 8, 8 and 2 is 10. Friend, why'd you trick it one time? She sure gonna do it again. But I'm crying, hey, baby, don't you want to go? To the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm going to California, 1,000 miles away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, son. Hey, hey, baby, don't you want to go? Hey, to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago.
From 1927, this is Lonnie Johnson with Sweet Woman, You Can't Go Wrong. Johnson was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and raised in a family of musicians. He studied violin, piano, and guitar as a child and learned to play various other instruments, including the mandolin. But he concentrated on the guitar throughout his professional career. In 1917, Johnson joined a revue that toured England, returning home in 1919 to find that all of his family, except his brother James, had died in the 1918 influenza epidemic.
I'm lonesome as I can be. Baby, please come home to me, because you know I love you, and how come we can't agree? You've been gone the whole night long. I believe to my soul something going on wrong, but there will come a day, and I will know you will be glad to stay. I'll try to please your mind, and you keep me worried all the time. You will either run me crazy, or I'll lose my mind. Don't treat me right when you stay out both day and night, and I must stop you now, or you got to consider somehow. You know I love you now, and I love you all alone, although you my sweet woman, and I mean you can't go wrong.
Frank Stokes was born in Shelby County, Tennessee, in, according to his First World War draft card, 1887. His parents died when he was a child, and he was raised by his stepfather in Mississippi. He learned to play the guitar as a youth, and by the turn of the century, Stokes was working as a blacksmith, traveling 25 miles to Memphis on weekends to sing and play the guitar with Dave Sane, with whom he formed a long-term musical partnership. Together, they busked in around Memphis. This is "'Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do." And with that, I declare this week's meeting closed. We'll be back next week with a brand new agenda, so look forward to seeing you then, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. In the meantime, bye for now.